Hi friends, my name is Dr. Sindra Kampoff, a national leader in the field of sport and performance psychology. Every week, I'm on the local radio sharing my top tips on exactly how to develop the mindset of the world's best so you can accomplish all your dreams. Get ready for a jam-packed episode focused on practical tips to help you get after your goals and step out of your comfort zone. Let's go.
We're checking in with Dr. Sindra Kampoff today, and we are talking about how to grow your self-image. Sindra, let's start with a quote.
I think this quote by John Maxwell, an author, is very powerful. He said, "People are never able to outperform their self-image."
So what inspired the topic today?
Well, I don't know about you, Lisa, but I see negativity everywhere, and sometimes it seems like it's really growing. And, it's easy to believe that you have to be perfect, especially with social media, instead of just being yourself. And I think it's also human nature to be negative, right? We have a negativity bias, and we're most critical of ourselves over other people. So today we're going to talk about how do we combat that negativity, especially about ourselves.
And why is it so important for us to combat the negativity?
Yeah, well, great question. I think, especially negativity about ourselves is really important because what we think about ourselves, we become. And that's why it's so important to be really careful about what we say to ourselves, especially about ourselves, because ultimately we become it. And it's important that we continue to level up our own self-image and we keep growing and, to really help us become all that we can become. And this relates to all areas in our life, which we're going to talk about today.
Well, let's start with this working definition of what you mean by self-image.
You bet. What I would say is self-image is this idea that we have about our own capabilities, about our own appearance or our personalities, that just, what our abilities are. And our self-image is how you perceive yourself. So think about this as the number of kind of self-impressions that we've built over time. And these self, our self-image can be very positive, giving us confidence in our own thoughts or actions. And it also can be negative, making you doubt your capabilities and just your ideas.
And so how about some examples of a negative or a positive self-image that people might have?
Sure. So, a positive self-image is really having a good view of yourself. For example, seeing yourself as attractive or desirable, having an image of yourself that's smart or intelligent, and just seeing yourself as happy and healthy when you look in the mirror. On the other hand, a negative self-image is kind of the flip side of the above, right? You look at yourself in the mirror and maybe you see yourself as unattractive or undesirable. And a negative self-image would be having an image, of yourself as stupid or not intelligent, and believing, that you're nowhere near your ideal version of yourself.
And when we're talking about self-image, we want to level that up. So how do we go about starting to make our self-image more of a positive one than a negative one?
Mm-hmm. So, the quote that I mentioned by John Maxwell, basically what he said is, if your desire is a 10, like your desire to go after your goals is a 10, but your self-image is a 5, you'll never perform at the level of the 10, and you'll perform at a 5 or lower. And then he said, people are never able to outperform their self-image. Mm-hmm. So how do we continue to level up that self-image? First, it's awareness, meaning, paying attention to what you're saying to yourself, especially about yourself. And I think number two, remembering that you can create new beliefs about yourself, and a thought repeated over time becomes a belief. So by changing our thoughts about ourselves, that can help us change our beliefs, which then changes our own self-image.
And so how do we go about making sure that we're doing that continually?
Well, I have this morning routine that I use every morning. I outlined it at beyondgrit.com/morning if people want to check it out. Again, that's beyondgrit.com/morning. And it's more of like a psychological or mental routine. The last part of the morning routine is called talk to yourself. And I encourage people to answer the question, what do I need to believe about myself to reach my goals? And then write those statements down. You might have between, 10, 15, or 10 and 20 statements. And then tell yourself those every morning. This could be just silent in your own mind, or it could be out loud if you want to. And there's a research study that was just published in the Journal of Positive Psychology that showed the power of talking to yourself really powerfully like this every morning. So, for example, some of mine are, I'm a thought leader. I'm perfect just the way I am. And some of my coaching clients, they also have, made a list of these statements that they say to themselves every morning. And another thing I encourage them to do is to make a list of their accomplishments and things they've overcome. Mm. Because sometimes we forget that. And this is a really powerful exercise in your own self-image to show yourself, you know, what have you done and what have you overcome?
Well, when we talk about self-image, can you give us a summary for today?
Yes. So I think, you know, you can never outperform your self-image. And your self-image is really your view of yourself. So be careful the way, you know, you talk to yourself about yourself. And to level up your own self-image, you could consider, you know, the beliefs that you really want to hold about yourself to reach your goals and your dreams. And, you know, write things out, like I mentioned, and say those to yourself every morning so you can intentionally build your own self-image.
And what's our power phrase this week?
I talk to myself powerfully today.
Excellent. And if people want to do that reading, like you mentioned, or check in with you and see what you're working on, where do we go? What's the best place to follow you?
You can head over to Dr. Sindra, so drcindra.com, and you can find out all the things I'm doing over there. And then the Beyond Grit morning routine, again, with beyondgrit.com/morning.
Way to go for finishing another episode of the High Performance Mindset. I'm giving you a virtual fist pump. Holy cow, did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, remember to subscribe, and you can head over to Dr. Sindra for show notes and to join my exclusive community for high performers, where you get access to videos about mindset each week. So again, you can head over to Dr. Sindra, that's drcindra.com. See you next week.